This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, give it up for my lady Monique.
You raised a few eyebrows. I think it was in the New York Times when you said that you had an open marriage.
Yes.
Yes. What does that mean?
When I said that I had an open marriage, people automatically jump to sex.
Yes, right.
They automatically want that.
Right.
But I've been best friends with my husband since we were 14 years old.
Wow.
So when we say open, we're very honest. There are no secrets. There is oftentimes you have people that are married, but they're strangers.
Yeah.
And we refuse to be those people. You know, to address the question, because I know people are wondering, well, does that mean y'all can have sex with other people?
Yes, that's what we're wondering.
I know, Oprah, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, that's what we're wondering.
I'm going to tell you, it's not a deal breaker. It's not something that will make us say, oh, we got to go to divorce court, because we're very real people, and we understand for us.
Yeah. We're getting some static right now.
Michael Elston as Buzz
Baby. Hi. Back to this tape already in progress.
What works for us.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
But for us, I just don't. I've been married twice before.
Yeah.
And I've had to sneak and I've had to lie and I don't want to do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
But my husband is so awesome and so fun and so.
Michael Elston as Buzz Baby.
Thank you, Mo.
Oh, girl.
I believe you.
Yes. Yeah, I felt it. That it's no other man can compare. See, before when I was married, I was searching.
Uh-huh.
I was always searching for that extra mm.
Mm-hmm.
But with Sydney, listen.
You got such a prize.
I got mm and mm.
Mm.
You got a mm, mm, mm,
yeah,
girl.
So I got it.
Got
mm. Mm. Pass the donuts.
Mm.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
That answer is true.
Of course it is. It
smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That's right, you know what time it is.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Time of day. I love that.
He gets pretty excited when that happens, doesn't he?
Do we still have the whole thing of him doing that?
Somewhere, Mike.
I do love that.
We have got it somewhere. Vin Diesel. You love him, don't you?
Oh, I mean, I'm in love with him.
Vin Diesel has a very cool rationale. They're making a... Is it the third or the fourth Fast and the Furious?
Would you like your check sent to your mansion or your yacht?
All right, this is from some celebrity site. Quote, if you create a role that the world identifies with or the world adopts, you have a responsibility to that role.
Oh, shut up.
Yep.
Shut up.
There you go.
Shut up.
He's, why do they have to do this intolerable self-analysis? I'm talking about Vin Diesel. Shut up.
Simon.
Get out.
Cowell.
Thank God you're on tonight, Simon.
Yeah, really.
Thank God you're on.
I'm gonna TiVo it and race through it.
Do you want to hear a tape of Roger Clemens' kid defending him?
Oh, yeah,
you don't
sure.
have education and you can't hardly get a job.
There he is now.
You know, yesterday, sometimes I really talk out of my ass. Shock. I said that there was an 1,800-word document that had been presented by Roger Clemens' lawyer. It's 18,000 words.
Wow.
Okay. About the comparisons between him and Nolan Ryan.
Now, his kid is some of his kids are grown, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. This is the one named Kobe. Here's Kobe Clemens.
It kills me that this is happening to my...
He's four.
he's actually...
he's on steroids.
He's a twin. The sister is in those six-year-old beauty contests.
My dad, and what he's done for the game, and what now is being like turned back to him for what he's done for the game and everything. It kills me to see him like that. But as an older brother with my brothers and like trying to keep them strong and everything, I mean, it's hard on me, but I can't imagine how hard it is on my dad.
I cannot stand it, and the kid is repeating it. He has not done anything for the game. The game has given him...
That's
his
right.
livelihood.
That's right.
It is, you know, he was a successful pitcher in the big leagues. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday...
He did what every other successful pitcher in the big leagues does. He drives to the stadium, puts on his cleats, and he goes out and he pitches.
No, he pulls down his pants, he gets injected with steroids, and then he
God
pitches.
God damn it, this what I've done for the game crap.
Uh-huh. So yesterday they threw out this thing saying, this 18,000-word document saying, well, how could Roger have taken steroids? Why, look at Nolan Ryan. Look at Randy Johnson. Look at Curt Schilling. So then here's Nolan Ryan.
Roger being the name that he is and the recognition that he has.
What not?
Throughout our country that when his name showed up, I think it's just...
What not?
Natural that it's brought to the forefront like it has been, and I feel really bad for him.
What not?
For what has gone on this winter. I'm sure that it's been a really tough winter for him and his family.
Hey, Nolan. Hey, you stupid redneck. He's using you. Hey there, Bubba. He's using you as a reason that he didn't bend over and get injected with steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah, and... The whole thing, the thing that I just get so angry when I hear it is what I've done for the game.
That's right.
I mean, just totally forgetting the fact that if you weren't around, there would be another superstar that people would pay attention to.
That's what the game did for him.
Jesus. What a stain. I'm embarrassed he ever wore the Red Sox uniform.
I don't need to be in the Hall of Fame.
It doesn't mean crap to me.
If I was on steroids, I would pull a truck with my teeth.
After all I've done. Yeah, and the game has given you nothing, right, Roger?
Nothing except how many gazillions of millions of dollars every time that guy comes back.
I mean, whether, I don't care whether he's guilty or not. For saying that, he's a stain.
All right, forget that. We got some Holly Morris tape. Is this any good? She's on a moon bounce?
I put it in there.
Well, I can only imagine the sound she's going to make.
I can't.
The crazy.
So I'm looking forward to hearing
the crazy, hyperactive Holly Morris from Channel 5.
Well, she'll be screaming. I know she's going to be screaming.
On a moon bounce.
Good morning to you, Bob. I know you might find this hard to believe, but I...
Right there.
Uh-huh. Isn't that nice?
Doesn't that make you just want to hit her?
It's pleasant, isn't it?
I mean, seriously, it'd be like...
I'm actually in a class right now. We are live at Sport Bounce in Ashburn.
Oh.
Coming up, we're going to tell you how your kids and family can sign up for
enjoying
this too. It's all live next. Don't look now, guys. You might be
enjoying
exercising.
This with my headphones off.
Come on. Lift those knees.
I hear her loud and clear.
Yeah.
Is she yelling, lift my knees?
No, lift your knees.
Lift your knees.
This is another Holly Morris sex tape.
All right, hold on. Here she is at the moon bounce. This is today.
Here she is with the whole team.
This is today, Robbie?
Yeah, it is.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Holly Morris, and I have team coverage this morning of fun. Are you guys ready to show them how much fun we can have here?
Yeah!
Wouldn't it be great to
hear?
Yeah, Holly.
And this is a new place in Ashburn.
Listen, this chick is Excedrin headache number 5. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned this before.
Yeah, and get her on anything that's moving. Get her on a ride. You know, get her to throw darts. I don't care. If it's activity, she's going to squeal.
This voice. I mean, this is... It is. I swear to God, Jack, it's enough to make you go sterile. It's enough to make, like, you're getting radiation down there.
We're all sterile.
But with all we say about her, she is an American original.
Yeah, she's hyperactive. She's caffeinated beyond being caffeinated. Mm-hmm. And now she's at a moon bounce at 7 o'clock in the morning on
TV. I mean, you'd never see Krebs and Harrison go on a moon bounce.
I'm holding up the crowd. I'm going as fast as I can. Woo! And this place is designed really for kids and perhaps kids at heart to come out and be active during the winter months and all year long. But it's interesting that they opened up during the winter time so that you could come out here and do just that. Jennifer Sharman is the owner, and this is Casey the kangaroo, who likes to hop around, so an appropriate mascot. Hey, guys, you want to come get a picture? Let's come get a
What if, all right, just, to, I mean, obviously she's doing morning television. But if she was taping this or doing the live shot on a day where there were, how do you like to be a parent with your kids there and you hear and you're next door to her?
I wish she would use the same approach and they would send her out on hard news stories.
Mm.
That would be funny.
I would love.
Right.
President Bush just made a State of the Union address. Let's get reaction now from outside the Capitol. Here's Holly Morris.
A big chair. Well, let's see if we can see how many people we can fit on the big chair and get a picture. Okay, come on, let's hop up here.
Gathering the other reporters around.
I think we might be able to fit all of us.
See if they get a group picture.
You can hold the microphone if I hold it with you, and you tell me what you like best about Sport Bounce.
Okay.
What do you like best about Sports Bounce?
I like the way that you get to jump and stuff. It's
you can jump and fall, not get hurt. What do you like best about Sport Bounce?
Actually, you're not very smart.
You know, wouldn't you like to see her turn around in that kid? Could you be a little more articulate?
You can jump really high and.
You feel like you got game here with the moon bounce, right?
makes you jump really high. Okay, listen, myfoxdc.com is our website. We have
Boy,
a link to their website if you want to find out exactly where they're located, how to get here, when the open gym times are. Coming up our next hour, though, it's not all about just running around crazy and having fun. You guys know you're going to class this morning?
Slow down! Slow down! Slow the frig down!
You hear that little sound in the back when she was talking? You hear that little,
Slow down! Slow down! Slow! Slow down!
I don't want to get the Father of the Year award or anything, Dom, but, you know, I happen to be in the water park for the better part of that three-day weekend.
Yeah.
I would now like to send a message out to my lovely youngest daughter, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good luck. A speedy recovery from your walking pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I'm not saying nothing.
I understand.
I ain't saying nothing where she got it.
Of course not.
I'm not saying nothing.
Bacteria Park?
I'm not saying
nothing. I told you your kid might as well be floating around on a Petri dish.
It's
there,
any of those kind of, you hear that kid in the back? It's like.
Yeah, right. We've signed up for class at Sport Bounce. We're going to show you exactly what that is in our next hour. Everybody wave. Look at this Kodak moment. Back to you. Bye.
Love it.
Too cute.
Looks like fun.
You dumb bitch.
Turn her volume down.
So your daughter has walking pneumonia.
Walking pneumonia, yeah. She was with me this past weekend, too. And, you know, I did the whole thing where they have kids Mucinex now, so I was giving that to her because she had the
What was that?
Gave me a buzz chuckle.
No, I didn't know.
Are you worried about that?
I didn't know they had Mucinex for kids.
Well, I wasn't going to give her the adult stuff.
Of course not.
Not that your daughter would have to worry about this, but right. One of the things that I learned when I was taking Mucinex a couple of months ago really cuts down on your sperm.
Good. Well,
it does.
It's a female thing, and I'm not worried about
that. Say that in the ad.
Right.
But I gave her this stuff and took her temperature. She was, 97.9 degrees all weekend long, and then, did the old handoff, and then got the call from the ex-wife saying she has walking pneumonia.
You took your kids.
Pneumonia come with a fever?
No.
No, I didn't have a fever when I had
No, she just had the very bad cough.
Yeah. You took your kids to that place that's an indoor, like, water
park.
Well,
see, I get my kids on the weekends, so I don't know when the thing happened. But obviously it happened between the past weekend and this weekend, the three-day weekend. So, it had to be one of those four days.
What I recall from my pneumonia is it usually starts as something else and then escalates to get to the point.
I forgot how healthy you are, Rob.
My pneumonia.
We're just thrown out there. I forgot when you had walking pneumonia.
You name it.
I was one step beyond the walking. I was in bad shape. Remember, I tried to call you. It was Christmas, and I couldn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
It was murder.
That was after your foot surgery, but was it before or after your ulcerative colitis?
Way before the colitis.
Yeah. And all of that before your vasectomy.
That's right. And that's really not how healthy I am. I went through that with flying colors. You should see my sack. You can't even find the stitch anymore.
Is everything all healed up now?
Fantastic.
Any pain at all?
No.
None.
100%.
How about the love juice?
Well, I'm still considered fertile for 15 more weeks. I have to give my first sample in the office on February 1st.
You know, for my money, that procedure and all you have to go through with the shaving and the pain and the needle in your bag, the whole thing that you have to do there, it seems to me I'd want a quicker turnaround.
I'm with you.
I wouldn't want to wait 30 weeks or whatever.
It would have been easier to take Mucinex.
Clay Aiken would agree with you.
Yes. Oh, really?
Really?
He always does.
I saw him at the doctor's office.
Clay Aiken today tells New York Magazine he's not planning on dating. And he doesn't have any urges.
What?
Any that I think I don't.
Tree nuts.
I mean, not really. I've just kind of shut it off. Is that bad? Clay Aiken also says, I'm not a nighttime person. And the only real love he has is his dog.
Oh, God. Well, I think anybody that sees a recent picture of Clay Aiken would say that, you know, pulling himself out of the sexual market for men or women is A-okay.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that at all. I just thought to do my Spam-a-lot presentation, and then I just go home and I stay at my hotel with my little doggy dog, and I say, you are so nice. I'm going to get you a treat, but I want to make sure that this treat doesn't have anything peanut in it because it's got tree nuts in it. Uh-huh. I'll have an allergic reaction. I don't want to sit there and pet my dog all night and try to have trouble breathing and hives at the same time. That would really drive me out of my mind. I'm very worried about that. My name's Clay Aiken. I'm in Spam-a-lot on Broadway. I hope you haven't got a chance to see me when you come up to New York City. Maybe you can see me in Spam-a-lot. Maybe you'd like to see me do that. My dog's great, but unfortunately, sometimes in dog food, I found out through hives and also a rash that broke out on my bottom, on my little bum, on my Clay Aiken bum.
Shut up.
Well, Simon, I'm just telling them about the tree nut allergy that has in certain dog foods, too. You can find tree nuts in just about anything. That's why you have to be very careful, because I have a severe allergy to tree nuts, and that's what I'm worried about.
And how do you describe the way he's wearing his hair now? It's like it's all combed forward.
It's a Dutch boy. It's a classic Dutch boy, but it's red, and it's a red Dutch boy that they had custom made for me in Spamalot. That's what it's working for, and we wanted to go with the medieval thing, the medieval wig, and I've got a custom suit that I wear in the play too.
You know what his hair looks like? It looks like Bonnie Franklin in the beginning of
One Day.
Remember before she got the short haircut when she had more of the.
I don't think that's fair to compare my hair to Bonnie Franklin. I think that's very unfair. I don't think she was that attractive a lady.
How many balls Bonnie Franklin can get? Bonnie Franklin can get 5 tennis balls in her mouth at a time. How many balls can you get in your mouth at a time?
It depends on the size, but of course the ones you're talking about would be smaller than the tennis balls the aforementioned tennis balls, and I would say 20, 23,
ooh,
something like that.
That's a lot.
No teeth, no biting, no nibbling. Don't want to cause excruciating pain, you see. That's not what I want to do.
How many nuts could you put in your mouth?
Tree nuts. I wouldn't put tree nuts in my mouth. If I did that, my throat would close up and I'd die.
What happened to that whole thing with that Marine by Camp Lejeune who said that he had gay sex with
Amazingly, it went away. It was virtual sex, wasn't it?
It was virtual sex. Yeah, we did it online. And that's the way I do it right now because I don't want to go out to the stinky, smelly
How do you
bars.
Suppose that went away, Clay?
How did what go away?
The whole thing. It
Clay
was in
Aiken
the papers.
Says Clay Aiken says he has no interest and no desire in sex.
Mm.
He says he's not into that.
No, I'm not into that
Just
anymore.
Just shut it off.
Well, look what happened when I did. I had, all I did was have a little rendezvous with a Marine on the internet and with his picture. He showed me his thing. I showed him my thing. We had a little moment. And all of a sudden, the whole world has to be talking about it. Who wants to go through that? I just said it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. I mean, all that's right. I swear to God, that whole ordeal for me was worse than somebody put me in a bathtub full of tree nuts.
Bathtub full of tree nuts.
I mean, really, what would happen to me if you put me in a bathtub of tree nuts? You pull me out, I'd look like just like a little red radish. I would be so sick.
You would
for
swell
such
up.
A severe, I'd swell up.
Reuben.
I would balloon. And, of course, you swell up on the outside and the inside.
Sure.
So what happens is your throat constricts and you can't get the airways open. And, all of a sudden they got paramedics leaning over you trying to give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Oh. And it's too late because the tree nuts have gotten in your skin and into your body and your eye sockets.
What if it
was
a really butch paramedic giving you mouth-to-mouth?
Oh, well, it would be a good way to go. I'd probably still die, but the fact is I would love him putting his lips on mine. Die. But I would love him putting his lips on mine at the very end. That would be something very, very special.
Would you like some sweet tea?
I'd love sweet tea. Well, bless your heart. You're a dear heart for that. Give me some sweet tea. That'd be great. I don't like drinking my Coke like I used to. I still developed this allergy, and I used to put my peanuts in my Coke.
Yeah, I remember.
It's a Southern thing, Nothing like some delicious sweet tea with maybe some biscuits and gravy like my mama used to make.
Hey, I got a question for you.
I used to crumble the biscuits between my butt cheeks.
Really?
Just for fun.
You like Paula?
I'd actually take one of my biscuits that I wouldn't eat because Mama would serve all of us kids 2 biscuits with gravy on top of them. And I said, Mama, can you make sure you don't put gravy on one of the biscuits? And I'd take the extra biscuit that I wouldn't eat because I was a very slight young man when I was growing up. And I would go outside and I'd put the biscuit in between my butt cheeks and I would crumble the biscuit up for the birds in the backyard.
Oh, really?
It's very nice.
It was big fun.
You ever put jalapenos in the biscuit?
No, now stop that. Like Willard?
Like
Willard Scott?
You like him?
He's wonderful.
I'm curious. I got a question.
Yes, go ahead.
What's number 3 taste like?
Well, I could give you a very detailed description, but you know what I just say?
What?
I say it's good.
Oh.
That's all? Yeah, it is. Now, that ho-ho-ho that you were doing was like it's gross or something. I'm sure some people think that. It's good.
Okay.
Scrumptilicious. That's the way I have to describe that. I wish Baskin Robbins had a flavor of it.
Oh,
wow. I'd eat it all the time. I buy them out.
Haagen-Dazs
and all the other things like that.
Something
would be.
And nuts.
You could probably, you couldn't put tree nuts in there.
No.
But there's no tree nuts in that. No siree. Mm-hmm. And it's 100% protein. Yummy diddlyicious. I'll tell you that. That would be fine all day long. Wouldn't bother me. You know what? And just between you and me and the light post, I'll tell you that I think it really does make you sing better, too. Coats your throat.
Yuck.
Coner cup? Yeah.
I like it in a tiny little cup. A Dixie cup.
2 clays, 1 cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I enjoy.
What about,
and you know something? There's just a tip for all you out there that want to try it. Whatever fella you're with, I give him a big old grapefruit before time. About a half an hour before you're going to get jiggy with it. I just say a big old grapefruit would be
helpful. Help taste.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can flavor it. You can. Yeah. And sometimes if you want it for later, you can really flavor it, you know, a little sweet and low or a little flavored. You know, what I like to do is take an orange pixie stick.
So that's not actually a tapioca pudding you have in front of you.
Well, no, this Dixie cup is my supplements. I'm taking out. These are actually pills. These are pills. I have a vitamin C, a vitamin B, a vitamin E, a vitamin D. I have a multivitamin. I also have a stress tab that I take, too. Uh-huh. And right next to that is a tiny little prescription that I'm on for my allergy to tree nuts. But there's nothing in there of that. Now, I know what you were saying. I don't care. I'm not going to carry that into your studio. What kind of pig do you think I am?
Do you have it in your car?
Well, probably if you took a little black light out and just showed up all around, you might see some evidence. But I don't think. No, I don't have stuff ready to go. What do you think? I carried it around? All this started with was you wanted me to say, what does it taste like? And I was trying to tell you that. And I said, good, which I stand by. I really do. I stand by that. And I said one other additional thing. All I said was that it helps you sing better. I know I do.
All right, then I have one last question for you.
I'm here to answer it for you.
Whose tastes better, Ryan's or Randy's or Simon's?
That's real hard because Ryan's was not good at all. Hmm. And Randy, the whole experience was difficult for me. I would have to say, really, I gave Simon the grapefruit, and because of that, it was a fine experience. It really was. But no, Simon enjoyed it just about as much as I did.
Oh, hey, look what we got. We got a thing of party peanuts.
Oh, good. Let me see.
Hope they're not tree nuts because you are allergic to tree nuts.
All right. Let me just say, is there the warning on there? You always should make sure. Now this is party peanuts.
Yeah.
I got to stay far away from those.
Well, peanuts are not.
As a matter of fact, pardon me.
Peanuts are not tree nuts.
Clark. I always thought they were tree nuts.
No, peanuts grow underground.
Y'all mean the peanuts don't grow in a tree?
You can have as
all
many
these
peanuts
years
as have peanuts. Well, I bet you don't break out into hives.
These nuts are for you.
Now, somebody's been into these. Joe. No, I won't. Who asked?
Joe.
Your phone screener?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure there's fecal material all over here. I'm not going to do that.
I won't
do that because people have reached in there and touched that before. That's not going to happen with me.
Well, you touched it.
I touched it too, but I'm not going to reach in. You know, that's just like going into a party and you reach into the mints or the peanuts and people's hands have been there after they've gone to the toilet.
But look at this. Mm-hmm. Produced on equipment that also processes products containing cashews, almonds, Brazil nuts, filberts, pecans, and may contain traces of tree nuts.
Tree nuts, there you are. Mm. Now, that is why, Mr. I'm going to kill Clay Aiken, Mr. Burbank knows everything. They're not tree nuts, and you're being all smart. Oh, you got it on my chest.
Rob,
you got it on my chest right now. There's a hive. There is a hive that will break out. I swear to God, it's the size of your fist, Rob Spiewak, if this thing grows. Now I've rubbed my hand on it. Now this hand's going to swell up to you like a bee sting. It's my bloodshot eyes. Look
pink
at that.
Pink eye.
I got pink eye.
Pink eye.
You have poisoned me. You are a seed of the devil.
Stink eye.
Bring me my sweet tea. I'll wash it out of my eye. Please come see a Spamalot on Broadway. I sure hope you enjoy it. I'll be appearing there for the near future. Uh-huh. We do not have definite plans on when the run will end, but I'm really excited about performing a Monty Python, even though I never heard of him before.
Can we get a quick word about Clay Aiken's prostate?
Still milking it.
Gotcha.
Nothing quite like that either, especially on a hot summer evening. Yes, sirree. Milk, lemonade, round the corner fudge is made.
I think we said that around this time yesterday.
Yes, we did. Exactly the same time. Well, it's all the same things, just comes out in a different way.
Same show every
day. Nothing I really stress about. You know, it's just the same thing in a different order. It's kind of the way it works.
So you like the taste?
I'm feeling pressure.
My
glands are swollen. I don't think the throat is closing, but I do feel pressure in my throat. I think that I'm really starting to get a constriction. I think that's really. I've developed. Lordy, mighty. I've developed a bit of a speech impediment all of a sudden.
How come?
My tongue has gotten. My tongue has gotten swelling.
Don't make your voice too low.
This is really.
Hello, this is Clay Aiken.
This is very bad.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You can giggle all you want. Would you please get me some medical attention? Is there a chance you give me some medical attention right now?
Who wants a big glass?
Now I sound like a tar.
Who wants a big glass of number three?
I'll take some number three. Come on, Bull. Come on, Bull. Let's go. Y'all trying to kill me. I swear to God, I can't talk. This is my tongue. It's swollen up.
I'm going to throw a peanut at you.
Oh, no. I said too late. I got
you're
the peanut ready.
Peanut at you.
Jesus. Don, stop it. I tell you, trying to kill Clay. Ladies and gentlemen, come see Spamalot while I'm still alive. Y'all come see Spamalot while I'm still alive.
Swelling up.
Oh, no. Stop it.
Rob's throwing more peanuts.
Where's my epi stick? I need y'all got an epi stick?
A what?
Stab me with an epi stick. That's it. It's medicine. It's medicine.
A what?
An epi stick.
An epi stick.
Epi stick.
Is that the thing
stick
that you left out there in your briefcase?
Yes, I need my epi stick.
I have never seen one that size.
It's just like a morphine stick. It's an epi stick. Epi stick. We tell him what I'm talking about, please.
What is an effing stick?
Epi.
It's an antidote for his tree nut allergy.
That's right. Beef thing. Well, you have tree nut allergy, you can't have the epithic, and if you do it in the thigh, you're gonna have to, if you put it in my right thigh, you're gonna be all sad with that.
Normally it's about the size of a pen, but this is huge.
I'm not able to swallow. Could y'all get my sweet tea, please?
Hey,
is there a chance you give me my sweet tea?
That is gonna kill you if you
sweet
can't swallow.
Sweet tea.
I can't understand the word you're saying.
I want sweet tea. He knows what I'm talking about. Sweet tea.
He wants sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
I'll go get it.
God,
in a moment.
Right now, Candy Air.
Did you call him Candy Air?
Candy Air.
There's just so much to do right now.
Hold on. Let me drink the water here. Hold on.
That sounds almost like Mike Tyson.
Stop throwing peanuts at me, Rob.
You ever look at it? Hey,
it's
Clay.
Getting better. The swelling's going down now.
Hey, Clay.
Yes?
You ever been in prison?
Pardon me?
You ever been in prison?
No, I've never spent any time in prison, but you know, it really wouldn't bother me. I know what people are all upset about. They're concerned about, you know, living with other men and stuff like that and showering with other men and the fact that sometimes men are attacked. They call it attacking, but I call it, you know, just a momentary moment of pleasure.
We had a famous Mike Tyson tape that we used to play on the show about. Have you ever heard that tape?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Where is that tape about Mike
Tyson? Is that where he talks about seeing a man's rectum?
Well, then you have heard it.
I've heard it on your show. I've heard it on your show.
I'm glad your tongue is well.
Sees man's rectum and genitals.
Swelling's going down.
Very, very bad. Uh-huh. He thinks it's very, very bad. You know what I call that?
What?
Showtime.
We got a break. Who do you like tonight on the show?
Tonight, as far as the American Idol show?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're all the early elimination rounds, right? So it's not like you can pick anybody. I mean, it's not that they're going to advance. We haven't gotten to Hollywood yet. What are you talking about? Have you had tree nuts on your brain?
I was just wondering if there was anyone that caught your eye, anyone that you thought maybe you'd like to, like, trap in a basement for 6 or 7 months.
Simon Cowell always catches my eye. I love watching him, and I love it. As far as I'm concerned, his breast can grow as big as Aretha Franklin's, and I'd still sleep with him. Hi, Simon. I love you.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
I tell you what they tell me. I'm a skinny little mini.
All right, Clay.
I got small breasts. Small breasts and tiny little nipples with teeny areolas. I do indeed.
Almost no areolas.
No areolas at all. It's just like a couple little pinpricks.
Dots.
Those are my breasts. They're like cartoon breasts.
You like the taste, right?
Oh, it's yum, yum good. Scrumptiousilicious. In a cone or a cup. Doesn't matter to me.
Wants an ice cream.
You call that thing as like a waffle cone.
Waffle cone.
Waffle cone.
In
a waffle cone?
Yeah. Or on pancakes.
Or we could make a smoothie.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to do that. No, you don't want to put any air in there.
Sprinkles.
You just spit. What do you spit out of your mouth, Rob?
It was just
that's sick. Disgusting. That's nasty.
Does that remind you?
It is nasty.
Remind you of number three, huh?
I think about it all the time.
Yeah, the consistency of it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we want to keep talking about it. What are we doing all this talking for? Why don't we just rustle some up?
Let's rustle some up
right now. That's what I used to say.
Somebody call Willie the chef.
I can't say it on the radio, but I would say, rustle me up some, and you know, I'd say the word.
It's number three.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it that. I'd
did
say another word.
Did you spell it three letters?
Yes, I did. I said, rustle me up some, and bingo. Uh-huh.
It kind of rhymes with yum.
Yes.
Yum, yum.
You could say, rustle me up some yum. And they would. The whole team went, we got a break?
Hey, Buzz, how do you feel about the news today?
I feel pretty good about it.
Do you really?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
All right, while we're waiting for the news, Buzz, I got an idea for you. Why don't you wrestle me up some yum?
I'll work on it.
Thank you. Go see me in Spamalot on Broadway indefinitely.
I guess we'll go to the news next.
All right, then.
Because that seems to be the move. That seems to be the play.
I guess to have my segments over, so I'm just going to go out to my car and wrestle me up some yum.
Thank you, Clay.
Thank you, Dom.
Stand by there, Buzz.
I'm ready.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.